Welcome to It's Your Ego, Stupid, a show lovingly intended for millions of spiritual, intelligent, and imperfect people like you who may at times be led into ego stupidity, a lesser version of yourself, and a lesser version of life. This show will give you a much deeper understanding of what ego is, what it's doing to your life, how it can weaken your human and spiritual wellness, and how you can heal in each of these areas if needed. It's Your Ego, Stupid, will heighten your awareness of the intense link between your ego and spirit, your humanity and divinity, and the synergy that can lead to the best version of you and your life. Your host is Dr. Nick Martin, a licensed psychologist who has worked in the clinical, university, school, and private practice settings over the past 40 years, while serving as a therapist, diagnostician, educator, and consultant. Welcome again to It's Your Ego, Stupid. And now your host, Dr. Nick Martin.
Hi, everyone. I'm Dr. Nick Martin, also known by some as Ego Man, due to my intense focus on ego and how it's impacting our lives, both humanly and spiritually. I want to thank you for listening to It's Your Ego, Stupid on OM Times Radio. I hope you've had a great week as you go about meeting the many important challenges that we all face, which during today's show will have us looking at how lower ego flexibility contributes to difficulty interacting with people in healthy ways. We'll be looking at how there's strong needs to believe that they know the right ways to think about things or the right beliefs affects the ways they interact and meet people in general, not just family and friends. These are the kinds of interactions that take place in work, school, play, recreational, social gatherings or parties, and general public settings like stores and sporting events. These are places that often involve dealing with acquaintances or strangers, or those who may be loosely thought of as being friends. Our success in connecting with people in these broader social contexts has important implications for our social, emotional, and spiritual growth. It's this growth that allows us to experience a sense of peace and love for all people, regardless of their background, and whether we know them or not, and not simply living in our own little social bubble. Something that seems to be missing for many people when you look at the lack of civility you can often see playing out in society. Those are people who are having difficulty interacting with people in healthy ways. If they were able to, that wouldn't be happening. This is something many people are having trouble doing, that is, being civil, if not friendly, which is having a harmful effect on the quality of their lives, and often the lives of the people they live with, because they often bring their social difficulties home with them. Failure to cultivate their social growth and ability to get along with people often sets the stage for mental health, marital, sexual, drug and alcohol, legal, and work adjustment difficulties. Social maturation has an important impact on emotional maturation. And that's why the first society we live in, our family, has a profound effect on our emotional development, for better or worse, depending on whether it's healthy, mildly dysfunctional, or significantly dysfunctional, with the latter involving lots of abuse or neglect, be it physical, emotional, mental, or sexual. This affects our ego energy and what we are bringing into the outside world, and whether we can continue to grow socially and emotionally and spiritually. And that's why I consider it to be one of the important life areas, our ability to interact with people in healthy ways. Failing to do that will stop you from having a great life, or even a good life. The quality of your life is going to be poor or fair at best, if you can't get along with people. I'll be looking at this difficulty interacting with people in healthy ways in this and my other programs that are focused specifically on a particular imbalanced ego energy and its impact on getting along with people, which again, during today's show, we'll look at the impact of lower ego flexibility on one's ability to do so. But before we go more deeply into that focus, I want to mention that It's Your Ego Stupid is a program for spiritual, intelligent, and imperfect people, just like you and me, who may at times be led by our ego into something I call ego stupidity, a lesser version of ourselves, and a lesser version of life, often a poor or fair one at best. Ego stupidity, rooted in ego energy affecting relationships with our family, friends, and coworkers, and even ourselves, that could stand some improvement, often a lot of improvement. Ego stupidity, rooted in ego energy impacting our efforts to achieve, to use our potential, to recognize the service in what we are doing, no matter what that is, and being able to experience a sense of meaning connected to our life's work. Ego stupidity affecting our ability to deal effectively with all of the changes, adversity, stressors, and conflicts taking place in our life that can often lead to their managing us rather than our managing them. Ego stupidity making it difficult to grow our mind with truth while keeping us stuck in faulty beliefs, values, attitudes, and prejudices, with many acquired nowadays from unfiltered social media, fake news on the internet, and opinion news on TV masquerading as truth and often suggesting that truth doesn't matter anymore, which leads many to avoid inconvenient truths. These are truths that we need to hear, even though we may not want to hear them. Ego stupidity making it difficult to feel genuine, lasting happiness, while often leading us into unnecessary anxiety, anger, guilt, sadness, or fake happiness being substituted for the real thing. And finally, ego stupidity impacting our spiritual wellness and ability to be the love, life, and energy God is in our daily thoughts, words, and deeds. In short, impacting our ability to be our divinity in our daily life. As you can see, there are lots of important places that ego stupidity can make its appearance in our lives, the source of which is the nature of our ego energy. If things aren't going as well as you'd like in any of these areas, you've come to the right place, because a lot of what's going wrong has nothing to do with our intelligence, the absence of spirituality, or mental instability, and has a lot more to do with our ego energy serving as the fuel for ego stupidity. Your lives, relationships, and experiences have taught me all of that over the past 40 years, and what I'm sharing with you in my website, my books, and my shows about ego energy and ego stupidity, and how we can heal it with ego medicine when and where needed. Again, I want to thank you for tuning into It's Your Ego Stupid on Om Times Radio. During today's show, we'll be looking at the impact that lower ego flexibility has on the way a person gets along with people, particularly people they know less well, like acquaintances and strangers. As a quick reminder, people with lower ego flexibility often enter into social settings with a rigid and inflexible mindset. When things get around to sharing ideas or beliefs and opinions, their rigidity shines through in the form of questioning or attacking others who express ones that are different from their own. Their lack of tolerance for different beliefs and their propensity to view them as deficient undermines the formation of healthy relationships with those from different backgrounds, due to the undertone of disrespect that often seeps through. They often narrow the field of candidates with whom they can build relationships that go from stranger or acquaintance to friendship to those who think a lot like them. This is their main criteria for building relationships. They want to spend more time talking to and listening to people who tell them what they already know or want to know. These are the people who form, I call it, media friendships, by listening to hours upon hours of TV or radio programs that drone on and on and on about the same beliefs or messages, be they conservative or liberal, and they can't seem to step away from the programming. Do you know someone like that? I do. This is often propaganda because the whole truth isn't being represented, again, be it conservative or liberal messaging. And this can take on the form of brainwashing because brainwashing is predicated on attaching the messaging to a person's survival. And this is why we have been hearing the term cancel culture being used, because it's another way of saying you're threatening my survival, culturally and politically speaking. We'll be mentioning more of the symptoms and ego stupidity often occurring for lower ego flexibility people when they are having difficulty interacting with people in healthy ways. Does any of this sound familiar to you? Well, there are millions of people who experience these very difficulties because there are over 8 billion people on the planet, and every one of them has an ego, just like you and me. Some of these people are living in the roles such as the authoritarian, the ethnocentrist, and the paranoid person that I talk about in my book, The Two Voices Within. I want you to take a look to see if you or a loved one is experiencing any of the symptoms, ego stupidity, and ego impact on spiritual wellness I'll be talking about today. I want you to diagnose you, because you're the only one living you, 24/7. Now we're going to take a look at some of the symptoms that indicate if a lower ego flexibility voice, the mixing of your ego energy and your mind, is talking to and through you in your life when interacting with people you know less well. Here is the first symptom. You believe people should think and feel the way you do about most things. People with lower ego flexibility often think that people should look at things the way they do, or should come around to the way they look at things. They often think that they own the truth and know it better than anyone else. Does that sound familiar to you? Somebody who thinks they own the truth and they understand it better than anybody else. Here are some questions that tie in with that particular symptom. Do you get frustrated and resentful of people who refuse to think the way you think and to see things the way you do? People with lower ego flexibility tend to get frustrated or maybe even resentful or angry with people when they don't seem to be converted by them to their way of looking at things. Do you think people who see things differently are stupid? Do you think people who see things differently are stupid? One of the things that often happens for people with lower ego flexibility is they look upon different things as deficient, different ways of thinking about things or believing about things that somehow they are lacking. And that's often rooted in the fact that they think they own the truth, so whatever somebody else is thinking is not truthful or as truthful as my truth is, and as a result, that's just not right. It's stupid. Also, do you keep your distance from these people who see things differently? Again, keeping your distance, staying away from, not willing to spend more time or wanting to better know somebody who tends to look at things differently than you do. So when you think about these questions and the symptoms, does any of that sound familiar to you? We're going to go on to the next symptom. You are more comfortable being with people who think like you. and less comfortable being with people who think differently. Again, you're more comfortable being with people who think like you, and less comfortable with people who think differently. People with lower ego flexibility feel much more comfortable with people who think, feel, and believe, and even act the way they do. That whole concept of similarity really resonates with them. The more similar other people are to them, the more comfortable they are. So here are some questions connecting up with that symptom. Do you have a hard time liking different people? Do you have a hard time liking different people? When I say different people, I'm talking people who can be different in their racial background, their religious background, their political background, their ethnic or cultural background, that people with lower ego flexibility have a hard time connecting to and wanting to get to know these different people and liking them. Or do you question the cultural customs that others follow? You know, looking down upon the customs that others may have. And these are often judgments of people that happen that the low ego flexibility person doesn't know very well. Or do you have a difficult time trying to get to know different people? That is, there's really no inclination, there's no interest in taking things any deeper than might be a very, very, very superficial level of communication or interaction. So when you think of these particular symptoms, does this sound familiar to you? We're going to go on to one more symptom before we take our first break. You view the strong conviction that you have for your own ideas and beliefs and values as confirmation of their truthfulness and your right to convert others to them. So a person with lower ego flexibility, again, strong conviction. I feel really strongly about my thoughts and beliefs and values. And that strong feeling, that conviction means that they're right. They have to be right. That's sort of a version of that way of confirming that I do know the truth. And that I also have the right to tell other people what they should be believing or thinking or doing. I call it converting other people. People with lower ego flexibility often link the feelings they have for their values, for attitudes that they carry, or beliefs, and even prejudices, with the validity of them. So my conviction equals validity, and without even needing to rethink or question what they are thinking. Here are some questions that tie in with this particular symptom. Do you try to make or force people to come over to your way of looking at things? Lower ego flexibility often have this need to convert, to bring people along, in some ways to affirm or confirm the truth that they already know. And they try to make people do that. Or do you tell yourself that you're just trying to help them know a better way? This justification of the use of forcing people or trying to make people think the way you think or do the way you do is rooted in this idea that I know the truth and I'm just helping people. Or do you spend any time trying to understand where people are coming from, willing to get to know them, really trying to listen and hear and truly understand what their ideas are, what their beliefs are, what their truth is, and where it's coming from, how it's influencing them? In most cases, people with lower ego flexibility do not have that interest. So when you think of these particular questions, does any of this sound familiar to you? We're coming up on our first break. When we return, we'll continue by looking at reflections of ego stupidity for those with lower ego flexibility who are having difficulty interacting with people in healthy ways. This is Dr. Nick. You're listening to It's Your Ego Stupid on Om Times Radio. And I'll see you after the break.
Conscious media for conscious minds. Om Times. Being a radio host on IOM FM allows you to build your show on a rich platform with the power of the internet to fulfill your outreach goals and connect with a very specialized and global online audience, unlimited by time and distance. OM Times Radio will provide you with web relevance, a recognizable conscious brand, and with the standard of excellence that has accompanied every single OM Times endeavor. Host your show with OM Times Radio Network.
My name is Victor Furman. Some call me The Voice. I've always been fascinated with human nature, spirituality, science, and the crossroads at which they meet. Join me Wednesdays at 8 p.m. Eastern on OM Times Radio, and we'll explore these topics and so much more on Destination Unlimited.
Hi, Dr. Nick Martin here. I want to invite you to visit my website, egoandspirit.info, where you can find lots of information on ego and download your free ebook copy of It's Your Ego Stupid, Fix It to Fix Your Life. Also, please visit the shop page where you can find each of my other books, Ego Therapy, Ego Spiritualism, and The Two Voices Within.
COVID-19, brought to you by CDC and the Ad Council.
If you're feeling increasingly lonely right now, you're not alone. It's totally normal. Even though we may not be able to get together in person, connecting virtually with friends and family still gives you a chance to interact with people and may help raise your spirits. Join a virtual book club, set up group text chats, or online video coffee breaks with coworkers.
Find more self-care and coping tips at coping-19.org.
Welcome back. You're listening to It's Your Ego Stupid on OM Times Radio, a show for intelligent, spiritual, and imperfect people just like you and me. Now we're going to take a look at reflections of ego stupidity and what is happening in a lower ego flexibility person's difficulties in healthily interacting with people. Some of them may seem odd, strange, or weird, but that's because you're probably not living in that energy. But for those with lower ego flexibility, it often leads them to engage in ego-rooted, non-reality-based, truth-disconnected thoughts, feelings, and behaviors that are affecting their ability to interact with people due to their lower level of ego flexibility. It often leads them to conclude that the abnormal things that they're thinking or feeling or doing are normal when they're dealing with people, often unsuccessfully. And like the symptoms, they can become their abnormal normal that they don't realize they're caught up in. But others often can because they're not looking at them through the same ego energy prism that the lower ego flexibility person is looking through to see what's really going on when they're dealing with people. And they are intelligent, spiritual, imperfect, and mentally stable people just like the rest of us. But they've gotten caught up in the web of an abnormal world of their own making due to their abnormal, unhealthy, lower ego flexibility energy. And they can stay stuck there until they heal the energy that's leading them to the symptoms and ego stupidity that we're looking at. They can do this with the use of ego medicine, which consists of three things. The first of which is coming to an understanding of what ego is and isn't. Understanding that ego is an energy. It's our survival energy at work in our life, much like the brain is operating to help us survive and the heart is operating us to survive. It's this energy that's at work in our life, in the 10 key life areas that affects what's going on when it interacts or intermixes with our brain, with our thinking, with our mind. Also coming to understand what ego is not. And two things I specifically refer to in my work is that ego isn't able to think. It doesn't have a brain with which to think. And therefore, it doesn't have the ability to have an awareness of itself. It doesn't have an awareness of you. And it doesn't have an awareness of God. Again, it's just an energy intended to promote our survival. And also understanding that ego doesn't operate with intentions, meaning it's not trying to direct your life in any specific way. It's not attempting to affect how we deal with things that relate to the area of God. And I mention this because a lot of times I've seen writings that have suggested otherwise, that somehow your ego is out to get God. Well, ego's not out to get God, because ego doesn't have the ability to have an awareness of what God is in our life. So that's the first contributor to ego medicine, knowing what ego is and isn't. The second contributor is tuning into our ego energy, getting a handle on how much ego power, how much ego flexibility, and how much ego vulnerability are operating within our ego energy. That's affecting how we function and how we deal with the key life areas. And this is something that you're not able to do on your own, because this is totally new territory. No one else has ever written about ego as an energy and with the detail that I'm offering to you. And this is something that can be done through the use of my books, through the use of my website, and through the use of these programs. And the last contributor, the third one, is to replace ego-rooted, non-reality-based, truth-disconnected thoughts and beliefs, the ones that we created, not ego, and we replace those with those which are connected to truth and reality, both human and divine. And the next part of our program is going to deal with this third contributor to ego medicine. We're going to be looking at reflections of ego stupidity for the disconnection from reality. There are the kinds of inaccurate, illogical, or irrational thoughts that people with lower ego flexibility often bring into their efforts to interact with people and develop relationships. And here's the first one. People who aren't willing to think like me are wrong or stupid. Again, people who aren't willing to think like me are wrong or stupid. And that's a non-reality-based thought that people with lower ego flexibility often think, because they're so enamored with their ownership of the truth that that filters into their way of looking at things and thinking about things and how other people are seeing things. And if it's different, they aren't. They interpret that as being wrong or stupid. So people with lower ego flexibility insist on the existence of an absolute human truth, that there is an absolute human truth. And they don't understand the relativity of truth very well. They think their truth is the truth, and that everyone can come to know that based on their version of reality, that people can all learn and understand and learn to think the way I do, which is, again, non-reality based, because different backgrounds and experiences and events in people's lives can affect the way they look at human reality, human truth. And this is ego stupidity that feeds into additional ego stupidity. It also begins to happen, including, I know the right way for people to look at or see things. Again, this thought is floating in their mind that I know the right way for people to look at or see things. Also, a thought that there's only one way for people to see things, my way. That gets back to that absolute truth notion of human reality that people with lower ego flexibility carry around. That leads them to the non-reality base that there's only one way for people to see things, or that they should see things. That's that inflexibility, that's that rigidity in thought that I've referred to. And one more non-reality-based thought, I need to stay away from or keep my distance from those who think differently. I need to keep away from them. They're different and they think differently. Again, that's a non-reality-based thought, because sometimes people with different ideas and beliefs and truths can share them with us and we can learn something. When your lower ego flexibility is healing, you begin to realize that people who look at things differently can know more than I think they know, and more than what I know. But until then, when you're thinking that people who aren't willing to think like me are wrong or stupid, and all the rest of what I shared with you, well, that's your ego making you stupid. Here's another reflection. I know the right ways that people should be thinking, feeling, or acting. I know the right ways that people should be thinking, feeling, or acting. You may know the right way for you, but it isn't necessarily the right way for others. So that makes it a non-reality-based thought. People with lower ego flexibility carry around a version of reality that is heavily attached to what they know and what they want to know. And there are lots of judgments that are often put out about people they don't know very well, particularly people who have a different version of reality. And this is ego stupidity that feeds into additional ego stupidity. It also begins to happen, including that I shouldn't get to know people who fail to share my ideas and beliefs. Just, I shouldn't be getting to know these people who aren't looking at things the way I look at things. Sort of that keeping distance from people because of their differentness, which they interpret as deficiency. Another non-reality-based thought is that getting to know different people is a waste of time. This idea that just isn't going to be useful for me to spend time getting to know people who may think differently about things, have different beliefs and different truths, that would just be useless. And that's a non-reality-based thought because there are many times people who have a different understanding of life and learn through their own experiences that can be quite helpful. And another non-reality-based thought is that listening to different people will screw me up. That is, somehow they're going to lead me away from truth, from the truths within my beliefs, and that's going to harm me. And that's a non-reality-based thought that people with lower ego flexibility often think. So when your lower ego flexibility is healing, meaning it's coming into balance, you realize that what you know may work for you, but not necessarily others, based on who they are and their background. But until then, when you're thinking that I know the right ways that people should be thinking, feeling, or acting, and all the rest of what I've just shared, that's your ego making you stupid. We have one more reflection, which is that my strong feelings for what I'm saying, feeling, or doing make them right. This is that conviction that, you know, equals truth or validity thing. People with lower ego flexibility feel intensely and strongly about their beliefs, and they equate this feeling of intensity and strength about what they're thinking with the validity or truth of what they are thinking or believing or valuing or being prejudiced about. So that's a non-reality-based thought because that conviction does not equal truth. It doesn't equal validity. And this is ego stupidity that often feeds into additional ego stupidity that also begins to happen, which is that I know the truth better than anyone else. There's this notion that I know the truth better than anyone else. Also, there is no need to question my thoughts, beliefs, prejudices, even if I could be wrong. So the person doesn't want to go into questioning. Questioning ourselves is a very important thing we should be able to do. It's a healthy thing for us to be able to do that, which unfortunately people with lower ego flexibility have trouble doing because they already think they know the truth. So why walk away from what I already know is the truth to something that isn't truthful? And also that changing my mind is the wrong thing to do. Again, changing one's mind is the wrong thing to do. That's what this mental rigidity, this inflexibility is often about. That energy drives people to changing my mind is the last thing I should be able to do. And actually, it could be a quite healthy thing to do. When your lower ego flexibility is healing, you begin to realize that strong feelings are not a substitute for truth. But until then, when you're thinking that your strong feelings for what you say, feel, or do are making them right, and all of the rest, well, that's your ego making you stupid. Now I want to move on to some specific insights that are connected to the symptoms and ego stupidity I've been talking about. These are insights that can help you to better see what's going on behind the scenes and beneath the surface when it comes to difficulty dealing with people. For those experiencing lower ego flexibility, the insights are intended to help you see more of your ego blindness and what ego is actually doing when it comes to difficulties. And here is the first one. Your lower ego flexibility voice, that mixture of your ego energy and mind, is driving you to form thoughts about how deeply connected you are to truth. It's pushing into this absolute version of human reality that you cling to. It's leading you from being more open-minded and willing to listen to people. That's something very difficult for people with lower ego flexibility, being more open-minded and willing to really listen to people. It's leading you to be intolerant and often judgmental about people you hardly know. These are people you don't know very well, and you tend to be intolerant or judgmental of them. That's the nature of this energy, which it's contributing to in the way you're being. And it's leading you to be disrespectful of people and subtly conveying that. People with lower ego flexibility, due to the intensity of their beliefs and what they believe, often come across to other people as being disrespectful in their way of talking to them or their tone. When you awaken and are more conscious of your lower ego flexibility energy, you'll be able to see and realize all of this. Here's our next insight. Your lower flexibility voice, that mixing of your mind and your ego energy, is placing a premium on finding people who agree with your version of truth and reality. It's sort of like the birds of a feather flock together kind of thing. It's leading you to build relationships on faulty validation and confirmation. Just because we agree on things, they may be wrong, but since we think they're right and truthful and all that stuff, it provides what I would call faulty validation and confirmation. That's why I'm involved with you in the relationship, because you validate me, you confirm me, even though what you're validating and confirming isn't necessarily reality-based. And it's leading you to cement your rigid, inflexible beliefs and values and attitudes with this support. So when you reach out to these kinds of people who think like you, you like and enjoy the validation, the affirmation, the confirmation that you get when people say, I agree with you, you're right, even though what you're agreeing on could be non-reality based and often isn't. For example, prejudices people have about people from different racial and ethnic and religious backgrounds. And also, it's leading you to become unreachable because the door to your mind is firmly shut and eliminates all other people. Your door to your mind is shut. And this reminds me of two things, the big lies that you've heard pertaining to the stolen election and the thought that COVID-19 is a hoax. These are things that people continue to cling on to despite the facts showing them to be just that. They're not truthful. They are out of contact with truth. When you awaken and are more conscious of your lower ego flexibility, you'll be able to see and realize all of this. I'm going to go on to one more insight before we take our next break. Your lower ego flexibility voice, that blending of your mind and ego energy, is leading you to confuse conviction for what you think with the truth of what you think. We've talked about this earlier, equating conviction with truth. It's leading you, when you feel strongly about something, to conclude that means you're right. I'm right because I believe a bit. And it's leading you to think that strong feelings justify that you're bringing people around to your way of thinking, that I'm justified in helping them believe what I believe because I am connected to what's truthful. And it's leading you to spend more time questioning others and less time questioning yourself. People with lower ego flexibility are not good at questioning themselves. And it's leading you to think that questioning yourself isn't something that you need to do. That you're questioning yourself is not a good thing for you to do, when actually it can often be a very good thing for us to do. We're coming up on our second break. When we return, we'll be looking at ego's impact on our spiritual wellness. This is Dr. Nick. You're listening to It's Your Ego Stupid on Om Times Radio, and I'll see you after the break.
The Real Conscious Connection. Om Times Radio. IOM FM. Om Times Magazine is one of the leading online content providers of positivity, wellness, and personal empowerment. A philanthropic organization, their net proceeds are funneled to support worldwide charity initiatives via Humanity Healing International. Through their commitment to creating community and providing conscious content, they aspire to uplift humanity on a global scale. Om Times, co-creating a more conscious lifestyle.
Imagine yourself being transported to India, to the banks of the Ganga and an ashram in Rishikesh. Visualize that you are welcome to satsang with an American sannyasi who shares the wisdom of her guru. Your visualization has manifested. Join Satvi Bhagavati Saraswati for inspiration and transformation every Thursday at 11 a.m. Eastern on Om Times Radio.
If I could be you,
and you could be me,
for just 1 hour,
if you could find a way
to get inside
each other's mind,
walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
We've all felt left out. And for some, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Welcome back. You're listening to It's Your Ego Stupid on Om Times Radio, a show for intelligent, spiritual, and imperfect people, just like you and me. Now we're going to take a look at how lower ego flexibility can impact our spiritual wellness when it comes to getting along with people and getting to know them better. We're looking at ego's impact on the connection, which is actually a disconnection between our humanity and our divinity. The disconnection from the God within our being, which is one of the four divine gifts that we've all been given. The gift of God within that makes it possible for all of us to exist, to live. The lessening of our spiritual wellness involves gaining distance from being the love, the life, and the energy God is within our thoughts, words, and deeds. When ego is getting in the way of experiencing healthy interactions and developing healthy relationships with people. Each of these can be undermining our spiritual wellness by distancing us from God, the God within us, again, our divinity. Here are some examples of ego's impact on our spiritual wellness for those with lower ego flexibility who are failing to be their divinity when being with people. And we'll start with ego's impact on being the love God is when dealing with people. People with lower ego flexibility have difficulty being spiritually well when needs for owning the truth weakens their ability to interact with people with unconditional, connective, unburdened, and unlimited love. Your divinity involves lovingly interacting with people that embraces the opportunity to get to know each other, to grow relationships, and being able to recognize the presence of God in others. When your lower ego flexibility and rigidity is leading you to approach people with needing them to come to know and live your truth, you're not able to be the unconditional love God is. We must bring unconditional love to our interactions with people that does not require them to know and accept our truth in order to be their friend. When lower ego flexibility and inflexibility are distancing you from love, from offering love in your thoughts, words, and actions, when meeting with people who possess different beliefs and truth, you're not able to be the connective love God is. We must be free to offer our love in these ways, despite our differences from others, so that healthy connections can be formed and allow for the development and growth of relationships socially, emotionally, and spiritually. When lower ego flexibility and rigidity are burdening you with the absence of love, with people who are of a different mind and background, you're not able to be the unburdened love God is. We must bring the openness and receptiveness of love into meeting all people, so we are not weighed down by unneeded concerns about their differences of thought and belief. When your lower ego flexibility and inflexibility are limiting the amount of love you can bring to meeting people, you're not able to be the unlimited love God is. the participation in social experiences with all people, with unlimited love, will give them opportunity to bear fruit and enhance all who partake in them, when a healthy sharing of influence on each other can take place. When ego is getting in the way and all of this is happening, you're gaining distance from your spirituality, are less spiritually well, and failing to be your divinity. Next, we'll talk a little about ego's impact on being the life God is when meeting with people. People with lower ego flexibility have difficulty being spiritually well when their needs to have others know and live their truth is leading them to dishonor and disrespect the truth that others have come to know. Your divinity involves recognizing, honoring, and respecting all people as you meet with them, so that you can give them the respect they deserve when participating in activities and conversations with them. When your lower ego flexibility and rigidity are leading you to dishonor and disrespect people with intolerance of their beliefs and truth, you're not being the life God is. The development of healthy flexibility with ego medicine will allow you to respect and honor the differences in beliefs and truth that others have come to know. When your lower ego flexibility and inflexibility are leading you to dishonor and disrespect others with an unwillingness to getting to know their beliefs and truth, you're not being the life God is. The development of healthy flexibility with ego medicine will allow you to welcome the sharing of their thoughts, beliefs, and truths, even when you don't agree with them. When your lower flexibility and need to be the owner of the truth are leading you to dishonor and disrespect others with notions of deficiency due to the differentness of their thoughts, beliefs, and background, you're not being the life God is. The development of healthy flexibility with ego medicine will allow you to see these differences in a greater light, to better understand how they may have served others whose background is different from yours. When ego is getting in the way and all of this is happening, you're gaining distance from your spirituality, are less spiritually well, and failing to be your divinity. Last, we'll take a look at being the energy God is and ego's impact on it when dealing with people in work, play, and social settings. This involves being able to access healing and transformative energy that's been designed into your being to naturally occur when you're connected to human and divine truth. This is a capacity that's 3 million years in the making, just as all of the other wondrous things that we have been endowed with due to the wisdom of the ages and evolution. This is a capacity rooted in our common source, be it known by you as God, Allah, Yahweh, Vishnu, Great Spirit, Source, or another I have failed to mention. People with lower ego flexibility and needs to own the truth that others must come to know have difficulty being spiritually well when failing to interact with people within the light of truth and understanding that can be found when they are not consumed with owning the truth for others. Our divinity involves healing and transformation, in which we are willing to meet with people while seeking the truth and understanding that can be found within us and them, that can lead to social, emotional, and spiritual growth when it is not being obscured by consumption with one's need to own the truth. It involves healing and transformation in which we are taking responsibility for seeking truth and understanding from both ourselves as well as others. That can lead to social, emotional, and spiritual growth as we interact with them that is unencumbered by the distortion and distance brought forth by insisting that others only come to know your truth. When lower ego flexibility and needs to own the truth is keeping you at a distance from knowing greater truth and understanding about yourself and others, that can promote social, emotional, and spiritual growth. You're not being the energy God is. The development of healthy flexibility with ego medicine will welcome opportunities for you to better know yourself, better know others, and allow them to get to know you. When lower ego flexibility and need to own the truth is keeping you from learning truth and understanding about the humanity and divinity which exists in all people, you're not being the energy God is. The development of healthy flexibility with ego medicine will allow you to recognize the truth of God's presence which exists in all people. When lower ego flexibility and need to own the truth is keeping you from knowing truth and understanding about your divinity, you're not being the energy God is. The development of healthy flexibility with ego medicine will open the door to a deeper truth and understanding of the divinity which exists within you and which can be of service to yourself and all people. When ego is getting in the way and all this is happening, you're gaining distance from your spirituality, are less spiritually well, and failing to be your divinity. As we leave our focus on ego's impact on our spiritual wellness, please know that we often make God and our connection to God and others so much harder than it has to be. And this is what happens when unhealthy ego energy is getting in between us. God and life and we become so much better and so much easier when we remove that obstacle with ego medicine. As we leave our focus on lower ego flexibility and difficulty getting along with people in healthy ways, give some thought to the symptoms, ego stupidity, insights, and spiritual impact that I've shared with you. I hope what I've shared with you today will serve as a dose of ego medicine. And if any of it resonates with you, please help me to share it with others. I want to mention before leaving that you can purchase each of my books, Ego Therapy, Ego Spiritualism, The Two Voices Within, and It's Your Ego Stupid, at the online bookstores for Amazon, Barnes & Noble, and Balboa Press. You can also purchase Focused Ego Meditations on the Shaw page of my website, egoandspirit.info, which can help you to know when you're truly speaking with your voice in your life and not ego's, as you go about healing your ego energy where needed, in its power, flexibility, or vulnerability. I end today's show with this message. The great news is that working to heal your ego energy using ego medicine by growing your awareness of its symptoms, ego stupidity, insights, and spiritual impact will allow the divine truth in your being to flow and to shine through you, and allow you to fully embrace each of the divine gifts. The spiritual part of healing is a given. It's part of your endowment. Divine truth and the divine gifts are part of your heritage that already exists within you. You need do nothing more to be spiritual. You already are. You are a spiritual being having a human experience. You only need to enhance your humanity with ego medicine so that all which is available to you is given. Fix your ego to fix your life, humanly and spiritually. Again, thank you for listening and allowing me to be your servant. Please have a great week, and do come back to my next program. In peace and love, this is Dr. Nick saying goodbye for now.